Shakespeare's war cry. By then it is time to arm and give direction. More than I have said, loving countrymen, the leisure and enforcement of the time forbids to dwell on. Yet remember this, God and our good cause fight upon our side. The prayers of holy saints and wronged souls stand before our faces. Richard accepts. Those whom we fight against had rather have us win than him they follow. For what is he they follow? One that has ever been God's enemy. Then if you fight against God's enemy, God will in justice ward you as his soldiers. If you do sweat to put a tyrant down, you sleep in peace, the tyrant being slain. If you do fight against your country's foes, your country's fat shall pay your pains the higher. If you do fight in safeguard of your wives shall welcome home the conquerors. Then in the name of God and all these rights, advance your standards, draw your willing swords. Come the three corners of the earth in arms, and we will shock them. Naught shall make us rue if England to itself do rest but true. Oh, that we now had here but 10,000 of those men in England that do no work today. What's he that wishes so? My cousin, Westmoreland. No, my fair cousin. If we are marked to die, we are in now to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor. God's peace, I prithee wish not one man more. By Jove, I am not covetous for gold, nor care I who doth feed upon my cost. It recks me not if men my garments wear. Such outward things dwell not in my desires. But if it be a sin to covet honor, I am the most offending soul alive. No faith, my cousin, wish not a man from England. God's peace, I would not lose so great an honor as one man more methinks would share from me for the best hope I have. This day is called the Feast of Christians. He that shall live this day and see old age will yearly on the vigil feast his friends and say, tomorrow is St. Crispin's Day. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had, O Crispin's Day. Old men forget, yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember with advantages what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in their mouths as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Salisbury, Talbot and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers, for he that sheds his blood with me today shall be my brother. Be he ne'er so vile, this day shall gentle his condition, and gentlemen in England now abed shall hold themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhood cheap, that when any speak, that fought with us upon St. Crispin's Day. God keep us thorough to the end. God prosper your affairs. God grant us everlasting peace.